Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community. Leadership is about cultivating growth, just like a gardener nurtures a garden. And no one understands this better than Jeff McManus. Jeff is the Director of Landscape Services at the University of Mississippi and a dynamic speaker who helps organizations develop leaders from the ground up. Drawing from decades of experience, Jeff teaches leadership principles through his book, Weeders to Leaders, which has transformed teams and leaders across the country. Jeff helps businesses and organizations cultivate thriving leaders, just as he has done for his own team at Ole Miss. Looking to grow strong leaders in your organization? Bring Jeff to your next event and let him help your team thrive. Book Jeff McManus today. Great leaders aren't born, they're grown. And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We are coming together to bring you a special episode, a panel episode, as we talk about this next season of South Haven Business Beat. As we look forward to the future, that's something business owners are always doing. They're always looking forward to the future because the things that we're going for, the things that our goals are set on, are in the future and not in the past. So as we are growing the South Haven Business Beat podcast, we encourage you to subscribe. We encourage you to come along with us, to be educated by the episodes that we release, but also to join in with the stories in the community that you're a part of. So this morning, we have Kristen Engelkay with us, and she's going to be coming on. Most of you know her from the Chamber of Commerce, but she's going to be coming on as one of the new co-hosts of South Haven Business Beat. Kristen, introduce yourself, if you will.
All right. Hi, I'm Kristen Engelkay. I'm the event coordinator with the South Haven Chamber. I have been with the Chamber for 2 years, but I've been around a lot longer than that. My job and my goal is to just organize events that members can have an opportunity to have that platform to tell their story and to share what sets them apart from other businesses in their industry. And I just felt like this was a great next step, a natural progression of what I already do. And I'm looking forward to it and to being a part of it with you guys. And more than anything, I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. I love to run my mouth and talk, and I love to interact with our small businesses. I feel like that is what really runs our city. That's what keeps us together. So.
And that's a great segue over to Miss Loretta McNary. She is with us. And tell me a little bit about your background and what you do in your business.
Okay, so I wear a lot of hats. So my thing I'm working on now is I'm the CEO and founder of McNary Media Storytelling Studio right here in South Haven. I am so excited about this new venture of telling the stories of small business owners and nonprofits, because one thing I know for sure, we don't do enough of it. We think we may or may not get 2 minutes on a news broadcast, or we have our t-shirts on, or we have our coffee mugs, and that's storytelling. No, that is not storytelling. That's very basic PR. So what we're doing at McNary Storytelling Studio is creating narratives that we're in charge of and getting the message out that we're not perfect, but we're growing. Absolutely. And we can help you, and we're the best to do it.
So give me a little bit about your background. Like, what brought you to this place that you're at right now?
Yeah, so I kind of hit the glass ceiling in the Fortune 500 company called FedEx. I was in training, and then I've been in marketing and sales, not being a salesperson, but just running the sales department. So I find that Fortune 500 companies and athletes and celebrities, they get it. They know I got to always be at the forefront of a person's mind so I can get more gigs, more movies, more packages delivered. So small businesses don't think like that. So I want to take that training. It was amazing training, invaluable. I could not put a number on the training aspect that I received there, but I want to put that out, use that to help businesses to grow, because they deserve to be at the top of their game too. Because we have some magnificent businesses in South Haven, Absolutely. DeSoto County. I mean, amazing, that I will put against any national brand. However, nobody knows them.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest struggles. And that's one of the reasons South Haven Business Beat exists. So we also have with us Robbie Yates. Robbie, tell us a little bit about yourself and give me an idea from last season and maybe this upcoming season, what you really enjoyed about what we did last year and what you're looking forward to this coming year.
Sure thing. Absolutely. So for me, I love the progression of the podcast. we're always, obviously we're collaborating, trying to, you know, help the members out. But, and then Loretta, you did a good job touching on it, how for a lot of business owners, they really don't know, or like people, you know, they're not aware of them. So this is a great platform for them to use to help springboard them, get their name out, recognition, because they're not enough marketing, or maybe they're worried about marketing dollars. And this is a platform they can come on. It's not a one-time deal where they can actually go through and then take snippets and then cut it down and put it together to then use throughout the year. So they can use an episode with us, people that have been on in the past. And we've had some incredible business owners been on here and politicians as well. And then use this platform to then get awareness out in the community. And you did a, you touched on it beautifully about how there's a lot of business owners here and a lot of businesses that nobody really knows about, or it's kind of a word of mouth. And word of mouth is great, and that's fantastic. But nowadays, you really need social media to have that platform to push forward. And that's what I love about this, what we're doing, the collaboration, and stuff that we're doing for the for the luncheons as well, for the sound bites we're doing, for just sort of the way for people to get the word out. And that's the biggest thing in telling a story. And so a lot of people have incredible stories of their business, how they got started, even the politicians that came on here, and with Tuttle coming on here as well, being a sheriff and using that platform to really get the name out and recognition, and then for people to bring awareness to it. And that's the biggest thing, the awareness and the stories. And that's what I love, the progression that we're doing.
You know, one of the things when you step back and think about media, a lot of business owners don't understand media. They don't understand the value of their story. And one of the things that we have been able to accomplish, and I believe we will even more so in this next year, is helping business owners tell their story, because they are unique people with a unique background, yet they have shared ideals, they have shared goals and visions, and they have aspects of their story that people can relate to no matter where they are in their journey. And as a result of that, you know, media, and especially podcasting, is an avenue of creating content, telling stories that doesn't disappear in an hour, doesn't, you know, just fall off the face of the planet in the abyss of social media, because it has what's in the media world called a long tail. It's got, you know, someone can find that episode, that that conversation that Kristen might have with a member this year, 3, 4, 5 years from now, and be inspired by it, reach out, become a customer by something that, you know, was created 4 or 5 years ago. And that's one of the things I love about this form of media, is that it has that long tail. Loretta, what do you see as one of the most valuable aspects to podcasting and this type of storytelling?
It's now people get to know who you are, not just what you do. And we're so trained as business owners and as people in leadership positions to start with what we do. Well, people don't care about that because other people do it too. But what they care about, and you've heard it before, is how you treat them, who you are, and that you are sharing and being transparent with them and vulnerable sometimes. And so you touched on a point about a story lasting forever on social media. So I also do crisis management and communication. So be mindful of what you're putting out there in your personal life, if you're a business owner especially, because it does stay there forever. Now, there is a way to overcome negative press, and I can teach you that, but we're not going to talk about it now because there's some steps. But I just want people to be mindful that when you're on social media, it's like you're at Kroger and people see you. Mm-hmm. So if you're yelling and screaming and being disrespectful to someone, or maybe you had too many little friends at the bar that you were drinking and that's coming out, so be mindful of that. Don't you know, be mindful, especially if you're a business owner or if you're a leader in the community. You can have fun, but you don't have to say, hey, I was at the bar and I had a good time and I was doing this. So I always consult, advise my clients, don't mix the two. Like, you're not supposed to mix your personal banking with your professional, your business banking. Don't mix your personal life on your business page. You can mix your business page on your personal page, especially if you're not doing something crazy. So I wanted to make sure that people understand that. And it's a caveat to it. You don't just, I'm going to go live today. There are steps, and I love podcasting because it's a conversation.
That's right.
We're not selling you. We're going to give you reasons why in our conversation why you should do business with us, but don't try to sell, especially networking. Don't sell people at networking. That is such a no-no. Get to know them, book a 15-minute meeting or coffee or something, but don't do that at networking.
You know, that's one of those principles that you learn along the way, that someone who maybe came out of an environment where they weren't the owner, they weren't the one as the main thrust of the business, may not have had that experience. And so they're learning these things along the way. And that's one of the things I love about narrative and story and learning and getting to know people is you learn nuggets of information that you weren't looking to learn. We had this interview this last season with Barry Bouchelon and his brother. And the nuggets that came out in that conversation, like one of the things that came out in that conversation is as a family, all across their family, and this just came out through the stories, through the conversations, one of the things that they just as a family do is they just say yes. You know, when someone presents an opportunity and says, will you do this, their answer is just a yes. And you, when you see that through an entire family, you see a trait that has helped to make people successful. A lot of people immediately go, oh, I don't know, should I say no? You know, but they just took a mindset that said, say yes, and then do the best you can. You know, do what you can do. And as you develop those opportunities to listen to those stories, you find those nuggets that you weren't expecting to find, but they're inside people's lives, not inside their product. Kristen, you know, what are some of the things as you look at this coming year? You know, we're in an election year. We're in a potentially economic shifting environment. Do you feel like that the city of South Haven and the area around here is strong and resilient and has those success stories to tell?
Absolutely. The city of South Haven, but just in general, has been a strong, thriving, growing community. And with each and every day, there's new opportunities for business growth, community growth, and just overall quality of life. And with the incoming
changes, scenarios. That's one of the other things you get in media, is there are times where everything you just thought you were going to say goes a different direction. And it's okay, you know, because real people struggle to figure out what it was they were going to say for a moment or two, and then they come back with what it was they were going to say.
Like it just died.
And it happens to all of us. It happens to everybody. I've interviewed some of the most top celebrities, the most amazing thought leaders and leaderships that are driving business and economies and culture, and they have those moments too. Mm-hmm. So, and I love podcasts, and I love people who are real like that, mm-hmm. right? Because it happens to all of us. And now you're relatable, Christian, to some. Who thought you was like, I can't even talk to her because she is this, right? And now I just saw her have a human moment and I really love her more now. So it happens, I promise you, I got stories.
A whole lot of human moments.
Exactly.
And so, you know, as we follow on from that question about the future of, you know, the economy and uncertainty, a lot like life, where you have moments you go, I don't really know where that thought was headed, or I can't get out what's in here. There will be times in business that will be that way, where you don't know the exact right next step. But what you can do is you can tell people about where you came from. And interestingly, when you tell people where you came from, people start to create this picture of where you're going. And one of the things that I love about stories is that generally speaking, when you're talking to the person who is the story, story's not done yet. No. The story is yet to be written. And so you have this future that is open for imagination, for concepts, for things that people will see and they'll hear, this person's amazing. I need to talk to this person. You know, Robbie, what do you see in the community around South Haven that you're really excited about right now?
I mean, that's a great question, a loaded question. I could go on for days about it, but I'm just really excited about for people that actually put their name, brand, and the story behind what they're doing. And that's what I like, because it filters into the community. And you touched on it earlier about how, yes, a podcast is nice, but also can kind of live on forever. And then somebody that might not see them today, tomorrow, or 3 months from now, they'll be able to see them down the road. And they can, and I know I said it earlier, they can take snippets from here and repost it. But I like, because it is about the community, and then tying into what the chamber does here, because some people, and I get asked a lot of, well, you know, if I had to pick a chamber, which would it be? Obviously, I'm going to be biased and say it's going to be South Haven, you know. But for what South Haven is doing is they really are investing in the business owners. And they realize that there's so many questions that we all have as a business owner and where to go and how to go about it. And you did a great job earlier, Loretta, saying don't sell when you're networking. Use that time to get to know somebody and then find out who they are and then book something afterwards and really kind of dive in more. But then what that does is that filters back into the community. Dollars go back in the community. And if you look across the nation as a whole, that's what, I mean, the small business, we're driving the economy. Every small business decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to shut down and we're not going to do anything today and boycott. Think about how, like, the country would come to a halt. Yeah. It's not the top dogs. It's not the Fortune 100 companies. It's the small business owners, the ones that are putting in the work, blood, sweat, and literally tears, getting out there trying to grow their business for the economy. But that's how it builds up South Haven. That's why South Haven is becoming the powerhouse that it is, in my opinion. Of course, I'm always going to be biased about South Haven and the chamber. But, I mean, for people also to use it as a resource to come into the chamber and then for their business, like, hey, for marketing, or how am I going to approach growing my business? Or maybe it's through networking, or maybe it's just some other avenues they're not sure of quite what to do. What I love about Debbie and the team they do here, they literally will sit down with you and figure out, okay, what's your goal? What's your vision? Where do you want to go? How do you want to grow your business? And then they make those connections to then network, to then grow that opportunity. And all that does is filter right back into the community. So as much as I feel like the community is growing, but also the chamber in itself and the small business owners, it starts within here and it filters back in the community and help grows that way.
We are going to take a quick break. Congratulations to the nominees of the 2024 South Haven Best Awards. Nominees for Man of the Year are Chris Anderson, Jeff Jones, Les Hooper. Nominees for Woman of the Year are Casey Dixon, Angela Kidd, Denise Silas. The Small Business of the Year nominees are Angela Kidd Insurance, Needing Knots of Relaxation Massage, TJ Animation Workshop. Corporate Business of the Year nominees are Michael Hatcher and Associates, Silo Square, Tanger Outlet, South Haven. Nominees for Spirit of Main Street are Dale's Restaurant, House to Home, South Point Church. The Nonprofit Leader of the Year nominees are Pastor Mike Higgins with Heartland Hand Food Pantry, Terry Sparkman with DeSoto County Dream Center, Rebecca Treadway with the Ark of Northwest Mississippi. Congratulations to the nominees of the 2024 South Haven Best Awards.
Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Aaron Kozort.
You know, one of the things that I think is part of the primary goal of the podcast and sitting underneath the South Haven Chamber Foundation as an entity, as a nonprofit, is that there's a fundamental vision that education matters, that educating the people around us so that they can take another step forward is part of what the people who are leaders in a community do. And wherever someone is, if they are at step two in running a business, there is somebody at step one trying to figure out how to get to step two. And it's often a struggle to get people to realize that they, as business owners, are already leaders and they have a story to tell and they have someone who they inspire because they have already decided to make it past step two into step three, step four, step, you know, however many steps they've taken. There's somebody who's just trying to get where they are, and then there's someone who's ahead of them. And so as we go through this next year, part of what we're going to focus on even more this upcoming year in South Haven Business Beat is education. You know, educating people so that they can listen to episodes that are not just geared around stories, but are geared around getting someone to the next level in their industry, in their own particular area of expertise, but then developing those individuals not just inside what they're comfortable with, but developing them outside of what they're comfortable with, encouraging them to step out into leadership, encouraging them to step out into the community and build the community relations side of their business as well. Kristen, you know, as you think about how the Chamber Foundation especially has gone through this last little bit as it's really just started off in its infancy and is beginning to grow. You know, tell me a little bit about what your thoughts are concerning the education side of what the Chamber's doing.
Well, I'm really excited about the foundation because it's literally, like you said, in its infancy stages, but it has exploded. Like, come out of the gate just 100 miles an hour. We've just graduated our first class of our Bridge Academy, which is our Leadership Academy, and that is geared specifically for business owners that either live or work in South Haven. And they were able to even partner with some of our high school students, and each one had a mentee that got to shadow them and also got to come to these educational classes once a month. And it was an opportunity for these business owners to not only share what their gifts and talents are, but to reach back and share that passion and that knowledge. Because our ultimate goals are to educate these young people to stay here.
Absolutely.
To go to school here, to build their businesses right here at home.
One of the things that communities often miss, when you grow up in a community, you see, you know, the places you've always seen, you see the thing, the businesses you've always known, and sometimes you forget to see the opportunities that exist within that community because it's just normal. But South Haven is one of those communities that there's an abundance of opportunity, and there's more and more opportunity coming than has been in the past. And so it is a growth an environment for people who are looking to grow, looking to start a business, looking to build a successful family, a foundation, a place to live, and a community that they can surround themselves with of people who care about one another. Because there are places in this world where you can live and you can make a lot of money, but you may not ever meet anybody who actually cares that you exist. Loretta, you know, one of the things that I love that you have been doing is the last two quarterly chamber luncheons that the chamber has put on, you have been interviewing people in just really short snippet segments. Tell me about some of those things that you've discussed with people, and specifically, tell me about the opportunity that exists for people in just 1 minute with media.
Oh, wow. We could have said 1 minute with me, right? Because it's going to be different. I'm sorry. One of the things that I found, and I am a new South Havian, if that's a word, it is now, is that it is a best kept secret. Right. Especially the lively, energetic, engaging business community. One thing I've found here in Little South Haven is people are so helpful and kind and caring mm-hmm. for business owners. If you meet somebody, they're going to say, well, you need to talk to this person. You need to talk to that person. So they're doing what you would expect everybody to do, right, if you tell them you have a business. So with the Media Lounge and the 1 minute with the South Haven Chambers Media Lounge is you now have an audience that you didn't have before. And every time you get an opportunity to talk about your business, that's practice. And practice makes perfect. So you'll get used to having that conversation. And then now, without you even paying $1 million, but because you are a member of the chamber, this is an added benefit like the other benefits, like 10% off at Office Depot or 5% off here. So this Media Lounge is another way for you to have the exposure that you wouldn't necessarily have on your own without being a member of the chamber. And because it is just a conversation, you haven't had time to get nervous about it because we're just grabbing you. You get to be at your most awesome self and say, hey, I'm Loretta McNary. I'm the CEO of McNary Media Network, and this is what I do, right?
One of the things that I love is compounding value. All right, so the investment principle of, you know, over time, things compound and grow in value. And when you have the opportunity, you say, you know what, I'm going to take the time to go to the chamber luncheon. I'm going to take the time out of the big long list of things I have to do. And you show up there and suddenly you're presented with a brand new opportunity to tell somebody about your business. But that one opportunity can be seen again and again and again and again and again. And now you have created something with just 1 or 2 minutes of your time where you decided to take time away from things. You now get an opportunity to reinvest that time in something that can compound over time. So that introduction that happens in those short minutes are things that people can see and they can use that as an opportunity. people will see that and go, I didn't know that person existed and I didn't know that's what they did. And then the next time at the chamber luncheon, they may see that individual that, I listened to what you said. I want to talk to you more. Or they come and they visit your business. So short segments of time are those bite-sized things people can listen to, they can get something from, and they can walk away with it and turn into value. And I love when you can take just that really short snippet in time that was already invested. It was already dedicated. And yet now you've got new opportunity that generates from that. Robbie, as you think about this upcoming season and you think about some of the businesses that we have, and then I'm going to shift over just momentarily. As you think about the elections and the political things happening this year and next year, what are some of the things that you want to see South Haven Business Beat tackle?
Oh, wow. It's a loaded question. Well,
I love throwing you loaded questions.
Yeah, no, I like
my
it.
Job.
But, well, man, I try to veer away from politics best I can and talk about that because I don't want to step
local,
on toes. But
local.
Yeah, all local stuff. Well, I will say that the fact that I like that it's a platform, it's another platform for people to hear and find out what, you know, kind of stories and then about the individual that they're wanting to go out and vote for. Because they may, as you're driving down the road, you'll see a sign or a commercial or something pop up or you hear something. But at least with our platform on the political side, we do a great job, but I love the fact that we get various candidates in here. We're not just, you know, biased and get, you know, one individual in here and one party. We're getting all parties involved. And I like that because it's a platform where people can actually listen and then dive into to go, oh, I didn't really know that about the individual. I didn't realize that was the values they had. It's one thing they hear it quickly, but I feel like we do a great job. Then just kind of like push them to the forefront that we have an idea. And I will say, too, I was thinking about when Loretta, when you're talking about earlier about what you're doing, especially at the luncheons, I feel like people need to have their elevator pitch down. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that because just if you never know when you're going to be called in or asked, which is fine. But also when you're on the community, somebody's what you do or, you know, what business you're part of, you can just throw it out there, but make it meaningful enough or if you say what you do within a minute or even 30 seconds so people can lean in and go, wait a minute, what is that? How are you impacting, you know, certain individuals, and then start making, creating that curiosity. So then people start asking questions about your business, what you do. And so that way it just helps really kind of unpack what you are instead of just saying, just show what I heard it one time. It's kind of like just show up and throw up. It's kind of like a word vomit. I'm just like, this is what I do. And you're like, wait a minute, you spent 7 minutes telling me about your business. I don't know what you do. Yeah, like, I don't know. But if you could shorten it down, and it takes time and practice, absolutely. But I would definitely encourage people to do that, to have it. So then they can go from being a little sound bite for a luncheon to then possibly us going, hey, you know what? We need to bring them in, have them sit down here. And that's something we could do with a podcast, really, because we're always looking for those teaching moments. And then to be able to help somebody, you know, increase their awareness of their brand where they probably had nothing at all or maybe not sure what to do and what avenue. And that's where we can go, but definitely have that elevator pitch down for sure.
And Debbie and I, if I may, we talked about coming because that's what I do. I teach people how to do an elevator pitch and I'm actually teaching them how to do pitching because that's another thing. But it's still the same concept. So you're able to tell your story, get people excited about what you do in about 90 seconds or less, really 30 seconds. So that's another added benefit that the chamber is looking at adding. And it is super important because you don't want to throw up your, you know, on people and have them running away instead of running to your business.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, as you think about, you know, this new opportunity with South Haven Business Beat to be able to have these conversations and tell these stories in the community. What would you think you would say to a business that's maybe in the region, but they're not really yet invested in South Haven? What should they be thinking about? They may watch this episode going, I'm hearing all this stuff about South Haven and I don't have a presence there. What should I be doing?
Well, South Haven is the center of the county. We really are the largest in population, in businesses, and a lot of the things that are going on really do start here and trickle out.
Okay.
We have, you know, strong police force. Well, that in turn has caused some of the other police force to really up their education and up what they're doing. and we're keeping our community safe in that nature. Well, in the same way, we have a lot of small business entrepreneurs here in South Haven. Well, that's spawning more outside. Like Horn Lake is starting to explode with growth in businesses. And it's just all of us are lifting one another up. So you really kind of want to look at the source. Mm-hmm. You want to be a part of where that growth is. You want to be a part of where the education is coming from. And that's our passion here at the Chamber, is to be that education. With the networking and the, you know, 90-second speech or your elevator pitch, one of our events that we do is our B2B AM. And we tell everybody that that's networking speed dating style. Some of y'all may not be old enough to remember speed dating. I actually am not, but I do know what it is. But it's like, who are you? Why do I need to know you?
Right.
Not necessarily, why do I need to do business with you? But building that connection.
Absolutely.
And as a small business, you have to know who you are in order to articulate that to somebody else.
Absolutely.
One of our members is Denise Silas, and she owns Empowerment by DS. She is one of those that really wants to invest in entrepreneurs. And one of the things that she says is your elevator pitch isn't so much, I've got you for two floors, but what can I say that'll keep you riding that elevator to the top level? Mm-hmm. That'll say, you need to meet the people that are up there.
Right.
And she's like, that's how you need to look at it.
Yeah. And when, as we kind of wrap this up, as we think about this next year, we're focusing on you, the listeners. We're focusing on what we understand from our business experience, from the Chamber's work, from the foundation, from the Leadership Academy, from the investment that exists outside of the inside these walls and outside of these walls to help you grow, accelerate, and meet your goals. And we love feedback. We want to hear from you about what you need and how we can help provide it. So if there are things that you see your business needs education on, we would love to know about that. We would love for you to reach out to the Chamber and let us know, hey, we would love to see some education on this. Or if there are people in the community you think this person needs to be interviewed, we would love to know about that as well. But more than anything, we'd love for you to continue on this journey with us. We'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast, join us on YouTube, find the South Haven Business Beat channel there on YouTube, and join us as every episode goes out, because you're going to find stories in the community around you that you didn't know existed. And you're going to find opportunities. And one of the things that Kristen just said that I have found so true is when you meet someone, you may not need them right now, but you never know when the circumstances that life brings you to a place where you, now you need them. And you didn't ever imagine you would, but now you do. And so as we wrap up, we want to thank you for joining us for this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope you will join us this season as we go through a whole new lineup of great interviews, great opportunities, amazing educational moments, and introductions to businesses and to people in this community who can help you, who you can do business with, and they can become the nexus of your growth, your expansion, and your goals being met in 2025. Thank you, and this is South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cosworth. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards, go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us. info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.